Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
More bad news for the ABC crowd. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Those who love to hate UNC and its athletic program received another dose of reality Thursday when the university came off its probation handed down by the Southern Association of Colleges, whose cumbersome complete name goes by the acronym of SACS. This must be a real bummer for those people who have reveled in Carolina's pain of the last 5 years, another sign that the academic and athletic scandal is finally coming to a close. Trust me, there is no glee in Raleigh. The SACS came to campus for one of its semi-annual meetings, and it was apparent to anyone who studied the situation that UNC would be cleared. More than 70 reforms had been made before the ill-advised Weinstein report brought the NCAA back to Chapel Hill and ultimately led to the SACS probation. But UNC doubled down on its efforts to show the world that the AFEM scandal was a small subset of the university and that, in fact, Carolina is closer to having a model academic system than most of the colleges in the South. The News and Observer advanced the SACS visit last Sunday by rehashing the scandal and spent too much of the story posing the possibility that UNC would lose its accreditation altogether. If the NNO had done proper reportage, it would have focused on all the reforms published on UNC's new Ethics and Integrity website and forecasted that the probation period was ending. Instead, it said pick one. Carolina is clear, the probation remains for at least another year, or the school's accreditation would be stripped completely, which was a virtual impossibility. Typical sensationalism. The next bit of bad news will be when the NCAA Committee on Infractions finally rules in the next few months. The recently amended notice of allegations portends what will happen there, too. A hefty and deserved fine for the university, citing a lack of monitoring and oversight, NCAA probation for women's basketball, and something for the rest of the athletic program that will be insignificant and lift the cloud that has hovered since 2011. Hear that sound? It's the ABC crowd baying at the moon. This is Archansky. See ya.